Cleveland, so that you have young African-American men and women standing around on corners doing what they've done for generations, talking, and then all of a sudden they're running into police coming and asking, what are you doing here? Well, you know, the families that have lived there a long time said, well, they're doing what they've always done. They're staying on the corner talking. But because people are moving into the community that don't recognize that kind of behavior and see a group of African-American kids that become alarmed, they call the police. Then the police get involved. I mean, when John explained that to me, it didn't strike me as an odd thing. I went, yeah, that makes sense. I can see that's, I can understand why these young men would be upset with that. And then it happened.
I thought for racial profiling, there were a series of questions that really kind of got to the heart of the issue fairly quickly. And I don't know if there are things out there, if people actually haven't discovered what those questions are, I think it'd be worthy on our part to work with the police bureau, the auditor's office, the community, to see if we can begin to develop some things that could put it in clearer terms so mm-hmm. that it sort of removes some of the ambiguity that we all face when we deal with people who are different from us.
Right.
But so that it's specific, since the police have special powers, what can we do to ensure that the training,
mm-hmm.
the supervision, reinforce learning new ways of understanding and dealing? And I think part of cultural competence is doing that.
Right.
But specific to the police, though, I'm just unaware.
The seminar I'm going to is specific to police, so I'm hoping that there'll be some updated information.
Okay.
And if I can weigh in on, I think this conversation is why we're going to be meeting next Tuesday and the first meeting, the racial profiling committee, to sort through some of this. I am aware that Portland State has been analyzing STOP data that's coming out of the STOP data committee that was impaneled by the legislature for about 5 years. And from what I could see, there was not huge progress with the analysis of the data. So I think there are no easy empirical solutions to any of this, because this is extremely complex. Decision-making is extremely complex. But we're game for the discussion. We're game for working on the issues and, at the very least, creating greater understanding of perspectives and improved training that's going to help everybody.
Well, but Chief, from my perspective, and I agree that it's complex. The nature of this kind of interaction is complex, but sometimes we make overly complex things more complex than what they really are. That is, that there should be, I think, an agreement by all of us. I think the mayor put it very well, that we can learn a lot culturally and that we are mm-hmm. deficient culturally of how other people behave, interact, speak, behave. And that's okay to say. I mean, it isn't like we're admitting we're bad mm-hmm. when we say, you know, I don't know how the African-American community moves, lives and how they socialize amongst each other. So when I drive through that community, I see things that alarm me, because I think it's a good thing. We don't need an empirical study or spend a lot of time analyzing. Just say, yeah, that's.
I disagree. I think that in a community like this that is so overwhelmingly Caucasian, and where bias occurs on many levels, but so frequently in all of us on the unconscious level, that we have to come up with some way to sort of break through that. And, you know, I look forward to hearing back from you after you go into the national conference. I can't believe that there's no diagnostic tools, either for the individual or for the community, that can gain an insight into mine, yours, and everyone else's unconscious bias or vulnerabilities for unconscious bias. I think there's ignorance, and you're speaking to that, and I agree that we're all part of that, constantly trying to learn and a victim of our ignorance, but we are also imprinted as we grow up, with certain stereotypes. And I'm interested in, we're talking about the police bureau here, but we could be talking about any other bureau in the city or any other organizations in the city,
right.
Any other person, myself included.
Okay.
So I'm interested in that. And the reason why the police, and it's because they have the right, they have the legal right in certain situations, as the mayor said, to use lethal force.
Okay.
So I really don't want this to sound like I'm picking on the police, other than there's a reason for heightened concern about the police being as unbiased as possible.
And for me, it goes to the relationship between the police and the community, that when it's strong, when it's positive, these things are less likely to occur. And I think that it's important that that what you're doing, Chief, in terms of beginning to open up conversations in the community, to put more officers out on the street so that they can get out of the cars and talk to citizens and establish relationships, is really important to the whole answer to this. But Commissioner Adams, I would really be interested, Leslie, if you could come around to our offices after you come back from that conference to give us some information about what are the issues being discussed, and are there some ways that perhaps Portland could contribute through some research on our own?
Happy to do that.
So I wanted to ask the auditor. We've had IPR and the CRC for, I guess, 5 years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you requesting in your budget this year money for an independent evaluation?
Well, there was money floating out there for a year or two, and we had proposed one way to put together a study group. We worked with Commissioner Adams' office, but it ultimately didn't reach a point where something was put together on that. So we're more than happy to be reviewed. I think what you'll find is that
I'd like to see.
But we did budget $60,000 for that.
It's still there.
We're going to.
We did budget it.
Yep. Submit a recommendation to the council for an independent audit of this process.
In this budget.
In this process. Budget.
Okay. That was my question.
We were just discussing that today.
Good. I'll support that.
Thank you, folks.
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Thanks very much.
Any further questions? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading.
It's actually a report.
Pardon?
It's a report.
Okay.
Accepting a
report. I have a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Thanks to everyone involved. Great discussion. Appreciate the testimony. Aye.
Leonard?
I do think the discussion here today was good, and I would hope that that would be kind of a template to have further discussions on the whole subject of race relations and profiling, because I do think there is some lessons that we can learn from accepting a couple of basic premises. And I understand sides get polarized in discussing some of these issues, and you know, I'm certainly sympathetic with the police when they don't want to be hamstrung to the point they can't make quick decisions when they have to make quick decisions, and I respect that and understand that. I also understand the need from the community to understand later why those decisions were made, and I think none of us should be afraid to explain those kinds of processes that led to whether it's a fatal decision or anything short of that, not be hesitant to explain our reasoning and dialogue about it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Good report. I think it's a lot of good recommendations in here. I guess I do, similar to Commissioner Adams, I have discomfort with the idea that we would not use the East County Major Crimes team or some counterpart, an external investigatory group of detectives in these situations. So I think that's something that we need to either figure out how to make the East County Crimes team have more competence to do it right, or find another external body to do those investigations. But I don't think internalizing it, in my opinion, sounds right. Aye.
Stan.
Well, I agree on that point. I did want to thank Auditor Blackmer and Leslie and Chief Sizer, as well as the League of Women Voters and Cop Watch and the activists. I think this is a very good discussion. I feel like we have more on the table and more explicit communication. I'm cautiously optimistic about the decline in shootings. If there wasn't that 9 last year, it would appear to be a pretty solid trend, but I think it very much could be. And you know, even a reduction of 1 is pretty incredibly significant over time. And I believe I see the makings of a better approach, a more accountable approach. And ultimately, I do believe that Dan Hannibal and I had a long conversation, you know, not too long ago about the makings of how we began IPR, and I continue to think that there's a tough balance between independent investigation and creating internal cultural change. And the reason I supported IPR as opposed to an exclusively independent approach is that I feared that it would draw a line between the two sides. And not in the cases of force and shooting, but in many of the other cases, it often tends to be about how can you avoid this as opposed to what happened. And this all ties in together. I do think it is time to do that outside audit. We promised it, and we're probably overdue on it. But I also think have taken enough time that we can, you know, and I think I don't hear defensiveness from either sides. I hear people trying to talk about how to get at these issues, and I think that's a tone that Mayor Potter has set, and I appreciate it. So more to do, but I'm pleased with this report and the discussion and what appears to be the progress so far. So aye.
Potter.
You know, the police play a very difficult role in our society. I find that it becomes less difficult the better connected they are to the community they serve. The more they relate to them, the more they look like them, and the more they understand them as people. So what I really appreciate, Auditor Blackmer, is that the Park report, with all its flaws, is still good, and we're moving closer to a more professional, more humane way to examine this and how the police interact with the community. So I'm very appreciative of this. We have a lot of questions left, but I think that if we keep asking the questions, eventually we'll get to the answers. And I really appreciate the community's input, and I look forward to working with the auditor's office and setting up that independent review of IPR. And we'll bring back a proposal to the council on how we're going to go about doing that. So thank you all very much, and thank you, Chief Sizer, for what you're doing in the organization. Vote aye. Now we're recessed until tomorrow.